Quest presents an unabridged recording of Killing Adam by Eric Bean, narrated by Sam Devereaux. Chapter 1. The greatest scientific discovery of the 21st century happened on a warm summer day in June. Like so many other discoveries that changed the course of human civilization, it happened quite by accident. Four research subjects were lying flat on their backs on rented hospital beds. There were two men and two women, and they wore drab blue gowns that allowed the lab techs access to various electrodes that were fastened to locations all over their bodies. Each wore what almost looked like a hat, fashioned out of a rat's nest full of wires, electrodes, and probes. Lab techs fussed over each of them, making sure all the connections were correct and working properly. To a casual observer, these four might have been mistaken for patients being prepped for some sort of extremely expensive cutting-edge surgery. The difference was that, in this case, these subjects were getting paid for their time, and the amount was not insignificant. It is difficult to find subjects willing to accept artificial brain implants without dangling a significant monetary reward in front of them for their troubles. Randall Cunningham, research director at BioCal Systems, sat watching behind glass windows. He was shorter and older than everyone around him, and the harsh light from the fluorescent bulbs in the ceiling reflected off his perfectly smooth head. His fingers idly tapped the hard metal desk in front of him, and he found himself scowling at the proceedings. A young network technician cautiously approached him from the side, holding her clipboard against the front of her body, almost as if it could serve a secondary purpose as armor. She stood there quietly for a moment, hoping that he would see her and say something. He didn't.
"Dr. Cunningham?"
She could hear the nervousness in her own voice. Randall started, as if he had been shaken awake. He turned to look at her intently, his frown deepening.
"I'm sorry to disturb you, sir. There's an issue with the networks. Two of the servers have gone down, and there isn't a..."
"Stop right there," Randall sighed, exasperated.
He was tired, and whatever patience he had once possessed had been lost days ago. Things weren't supposed to be this hard.
"In about 5 minutes, those subjects are going to be ready."
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"